years ago, 35% of the country's farmers were 65 years or older. And more than half of the county's farmers reported having no one to take over the family's farm. Then someone discovered there's gold in them thar hills.
Welcome to the award-winning Food Chain Show with your host, Michael Olson. Now, get ready for an hour of What's Eating What Radio.
Well, hello out there. You are tuned in to the 512th edition of the Food Chain Radio program right here on News Talk Radio. Or, hey, perhaps you're among our friends way down there in Ushuaia who are tuned in as we stream along on the Food Chain page at metrofarm.com. Well, whoever you are and wherever you are, welcome aboard. I am Michael Olson, your host for this hour of What's Eating What Radio with engineer Dave Michaels on the boards. Hello, Dave.
Good morning.
And Caitlin Daly is visiting us today. Hello, Caitlin.
Hello, Michael.
Folks, like most other counties in America, Placer County, California, was experiencing a dramatic decline in the population of farmers. The county's farms and farmers were simply disappearing into the city. Then a couple of gals came along with word that there is gold in Placer County for farmers. Today, Placer County has one of the most vibrant local food industries in the country, and its local farmers are pulling in up to $4,000 a day at the farmers' markets. This leads us to ask, where is the gold in local agriculture, and who better to help us find it than Joanne Neft and Christina Abuelo from Placer County, California. Joanne, let's start with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Food Chain. Pleasure to have you aboard. I've been watching you folks for a number of years, and just amazing things happening up in Placer County with respect to local agriculture. Joanne, what organization are you with now?
Actually, now I'm just doing business on my own. Mm-hmm. My position with Placer County, I served for 5 years as the Agriculture Marketing Program Director.
Right.
And that position ended on June 30th, and I chose not to renew a contract with the county. So now I'm just starting to nibble in all kinds of other areas.
Okay.
At the moment, I'm running a couple of political elections, actually.
Uh-huh. So you're kind of like the resident godmother then.
I guess so.
We'll call you that. That would be a good way of starting.
Right.
So, but while you were with Placer County, you were working for the county government, right?
Correct. I was a consultant to the county. I actually reported to the Agriculture Commission.
Oh, good. Okay, also with us today, we have Christina Abuelo, who is the manager, I believe it is, of the Foothill Farmers Market Associations. Christina, welcome to the Food Chain.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Okay, you're a little bit weak on the phone. Can you speak?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that sounds great. Christina, Foothill Farmers Market Association, where are you?
Well, we're based in Auburn, but we've got 16 farmers markets all over the county, and our county extends from the valley near Sacramento all the way up to the high country, and we've got 4 markets in the Tahoe area.
Wow. So when we jokingly refer to the fact that there's gold in them, their hills, we're, of course, referring to the fact that you're in gold country, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Gold was discovered in 1848, about 20 miles from where I am now.
So you're right there.
Yep.
Christina, you're the director of the Farmers Market Association, and you've been working with Joanna for a number of years in developing the farmers market industry up there. But I'd like both of you to take us back in time and give us a little bit of history about Placer County agriculture, because, you know, indeed, they've been growing crops there for many, many years, right?
Absolutely. Crops have been growing in Placer County since before the discovery of gold. Placer County is rich in granite,
mm-hmm.
and the original settlers were mining granite in Placer County. And then, of course, gold was discovered, and all of a sudden, everybody was flowing in here to go to the mining. But at that same time, there were some very clever people who felt that all these gold miners needed to eat. And so
it's hungry work, right?
Exactly. And so they then increased the planting of the orchards in Placer County.
Mm-hmm. And fairly recently, though, Placer County, like most other counties around the country, found itself in a situation where farms were disappearing and farmers were disappearing and everything was melding into the city, right?
It was a very sad time. It was a very sad time, and that actually was really manifested itself in Placer County in the late 70s and during the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And about mid-80s, one of the supervisors, his name is Alex Ferreira, who he himself was a peach farmer, said this isn't going to work.
What isn't going to work?
This whole business of farming in Placer County was declining.
Mm-hmm.
Farmers were, in fact, selling fruit. And he tells the story of when a farmer sold to a wholesaler. For the persimmons, they were getting $1.50 a box. The wholesaler was selling them for 50 cents for $5, and they were selling on the market for about 15. And when they realized that this was in fact happening, they decided that the way to make a change was to make a direct marketing program.
So with respect to the farmers disappearing, they were disappearing because they simply weren't making any money. Everybody else was making money on what they were doing, and they weren't making any money, so why bother farming if you're not making any money, right?
Exactly. That was one of the reasons. Prior to that, there had been a fruit blight in Placer County, a pear blight, which had taken all the pear trees down. Mm-hmm. And prior to that, of course, was World War II, when, as you know, all the Japanese growers were interned.
Right.
And those people who were working on farms were fighting the Second World War.
Right.
It was a host of issues coming together around that, around farming. But so, yes, and then what happened in the 70s and 80s, the farmers weren't making any money, so they were selling their land to developers.
Mm-hmm. Which is, of course, what's happening all over the country.
Indeed,
right?
Indeed. And so then in Placer County, there was this huge ambition to plant houses instead of trees.
Right. And in that regard, Placer County, like many rural counties across the land, are losing their rural character and becoming more citified as we grow, right?
Absolutely. And, of course, what's happening, Christina, please chime in, but what's happening is... many of the businesses in Placer County, in their outreach to find people to work here,
mm-hmm.
to find employees, are actually advertising the rural quality of life.
Right.
But at the same time...
Come on up and shop at Costco and enjoy the countryside, that kind of thing.
You get it.
Yeah. Huh. And let's take us back to the supervisor who had a notion then that something had to be done.
Right. So what he did was appeal to the other members of the board. It's a 5-member board. And they decided in 1988 that they, in order to make this the world better for farmers in Placer County, they were going to start a farmer's market. And I was hired as the opening manager of that market in 1989.
Hmm. You know, it's really hard to, when you look around the United States right now, you see farmers markets spreading throughout the land like some kind of wonderful disease. You know, they're everywhere now. My hometown of Billings, Montana is, you know, the downtown, which was neglected, is now being rejuvenated by this wonderful farmers market, and you just see them happening all over.
And the person who's making that happen here is Christina, and she should talk about her amazing efforts. I mean, Christina has done a most amazing job.
And we're going to pick that up. We're going to take a break here in just a few minutes. But we're talking only a span of, what, 15 years, 16 years that the farmers markets have been in existence in Placer County, right?
That's right.
And
we started the farmers market. The first market was June
15th, 1989. 1989. So before that, there was no way for a farmer to get any money for his or her crop because it was all going to the middleman.
Exactly. And there was no way for a customer, a person, to buy directly from the farm.
Unless you knew, happened to know a farmer personally or
mm-hmm,
something like
mm-hmm,
that,
mm-hmm.
You could go. There was no way to meet in between.
Exactly.
Well, okay, folks, we're talking about placer gold, and not the gold that you might think that comes out. Well, I guess it does come out of the ground. Everything comes out of the ground, and this kind of placer gold is being farmed by local people in Placer County, and we're talking about how a few short years ago, their farms were disappearing from Placer County, but today they are reappearing, and farmers are making money, real gold, by farming crops for the local community. And the question we want to ask today, this whole thing brings to mind, is what is more important to local agriculture? Is it the farmers who grow the food, or is it the consumer who demands that there be local food? Which one do you think is most important to local agriculture? We're curious to know. 800-624-2665 is the phone number, 800-624-2665, or 831-479-1080. We have Joanna Neft, who is up there in Placer County and has been with the county of Placer for many years, and Christina Abuelo, Foothill Farmers Market. Do stay tuned. Right back. Well, folks, like many other counties in America, Placer County, California, was experiencing a dramatic decline in the population of farmers. The farms and farms were simply melting away into the city, like it's happening all across the land. Then a couple of gals came along with word that there's gold in the county, and especially for farmers. And today, Placer County has one of the most vibrant local food industries in the country. Its local farmers are bringing in up to $4,000 a day by selling their produce at local farmers' markets. So this leads us to ask, where is the gold in local agriculture? And more specifically, what is most important to local agriculture? Is it the farmers or is it the consumers? Kind of a chicken or an egg question for you. 800-624-2665, 831-479-1080. We have Joanna Neft, who is for years with the County of Placer, up in the foothills of the Sierras. She worked in developing the local food industry, hired by the county to do so. And we have Christina Abuelo, who is now the market manager for the Foothill Farmers Market Association. Let's go back, if we can, Joanne, and stay with you for just a moment, because I'd like to tell you like you to tell us how you developed that first farmers market.
Well, with a lot of press. First of all, I wasn't given a lot of notice.
Mm-hmm.
I was hired exactly 3 weeks before the market was to open.
Oh.
Because there had been a great deal of effort by the county itself,
mm-hmm,
to go through the legal requirements to set up a farmer's market, the certification project for the farmers, and the county itself held several meetings educating the farmers on what it meant to be a certified grower.
Right. So this was the county ag commissioner that was doing this.
No, actually, it was someone who was working. Tom McMahon was working in the CEO's office.
Huh.
That and economic development. It was a CEO economic development effort.
Okay.
And so that had been taken care of. What my job was to do was the marketing end of it.
Right.
And so my first job was to develop some posters and get the word out in the papers. And of course, I mean, we had a wonderful hook because we were the first.
Right.
And the first day that we opened that market, there were many hundreds of people there. We started with only 22 farmers. But there were hundreds of people there. We did a major ribbon cutting. We offered food. You know, good things always happen around food.
Food.
So we offered some food. And we had oodles of people at the market, and that market, which was in Loomis, it was actually at the fruit sheds in Loomis, was incredibly successful.
Let me ask you this: was there a natural desire for local food among the population of Placer County? I mean, were people hungry for local food to start with?
That's a perfect way to say it. Were they hungry? They were very hungry. And in year two, we were invited to open a market in Auburn and a market in Tahoe City. I had lived in the Tahoe area for 18 years, and as you probably know, it's very difficult for anything to grow in the Tahoe area that
right.
you eat. And
pine cones. You can grow pine cones up there.
Yeah. Pine nuts, right. Yeah. And so it was my suggestion that we go there. And that market was, and I believe still is, and Christina can verify this, one of our most profitable markets. Mm-hmm. Because those people were so hungry for fresh, well-grown food.
So the farmers drive up the hill to where they can't grow it, and they bring their produce up there, and people are just ready for it.
Truckloads.
So how do you go about selling local food to city people? I mean, it's so easy for we city people to just drive down to the supermarket and buy what we need. How do you go about selling?
You know, I think it's an education process. I think, and that's what we've been working on for the last 5 years, is educating the people the difference on how something tastes, and that it's fresher, that it's, in fact, healthier. And we're doing, for the last couple of years that I produced the agriculture guide, I really focused on the antioxidant capacities of...
What do you mean?
That we should be increasing our antioxidant consumption. And so I put in a list of the antioxidant capacities of blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, beans, mm-hmm. Chard, kale, broccoli. I mean, those are the foods very rich in antioxidants. And if we want to lead a healthy life, what I used to tell...
With all due respect, you can get those things at the supermarket.
They're not going to taste as good.
How do you sell people on the fact that it's not going to taste as good?
You know what? I gave away every year that I was in the egg marketing program, I gave away a couple $1,000 worth of fruit. And I gave it away piece by piece.
Here, taste this.
Isn't this the best thing you ever tasted? And once people taste the difference, they're never going to go back.
So you started a farmer's market, and then you started another one. And then what happened?
And then the third year we had 8 farmer's markets. And then I was offered a position to be actually... to develop a agricultural component in a new development down in Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And I accepted that position. I worked there for 9 years. And then Christina Abuelo most recently. Christina, how long have you been at the farmers market? 4 years?
This is my fifth year.
Fifth year.
Yeah.
And Christina just took that market from at that time, I think when she took over, there were probably only 6 markets. I don't know, but she's just done amazing things with the farmer's market now.
Mm-hmm. And did the farmer's market go through a period of quiet, I guess?
Mm-hmm. And I think I can put my finger on the reason that happened.
Why? Why did the market fade when there was such...
Because the Foothill Farmers Market, the board is all, they're all growers.
Mm-hmm.
And so they thought that the growers could do the job. You see the difference?
Oh, yeah, I see the difference,
know,
but
mean,
maybe
I,
the audience doesn't see the difference. What is the difference?
Well, the difference is the farmers really know how to grow things. I mean, I've already this morning been at my farmer's market. I bought Asian pears, I bought pears, I bought tomatoes, cucumbers, beans, watermelon. Our growers are so good at growing. They have the finest understanding of what it takes to make a really good mushroom or a really good watermelon. But when it comes to marketing, first of all, they're too tired to do their own marketing. They're exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I mean, I've been marketing for my whole life. It makes a difference. I know how to reach the newspapers. I have relationships with the newspapers. I have relationships with magazines. I have relationships with people, with feature writers.
Mm-hmm.
The growers don't have this relationship. So anybody who's starting a market or is trying to improve their farmer's market should make sure that the growers do not run the market.
That they should have a marketing person. You know, when I have an occasion to give seminars on marketing periodically, and the first thing I ask my audience is for a one-word synonym for the word marketing.
My word would be education.
Education? Uh-huh. wouldn't be mine, but I'll let you have yours.
What would yours be?
I'm not going to tell you. It's a secret. But one, there's one word I believe that that encompasses everything that marketing is. And education is certainly, to me, a part of it, but not all of it, because there's selling and so on and so on and so on. So what is it that we do in marketing? It's one word that would fit. And
well, I know what my word is. I'm passionate about what I do.
There you go. I'll give you my word when we get back. Folks, this is the Food Chain. Michael Olson. We're talking about Placer Gold. There is gold in them hills, and it was largely made possible by the work of a couple gals, and we have them with us today. Joanne Neft and Christina Abuelo, and we're talking about local agriculture and how these two gals really brought it back to life in Placer County, and maybe how it can be brought back in your neck of the woods. 800-624-2665, 831-479-1980. Do stay tuned, right back. So the question is, how do you put gold back into the hills? We're talking about specifically Placer County, but any county in the United States is essentially going through the same process. The farms are disappearing, and farmers are disappearing, and they're all melding back into the cities. So how do you stop that process and bring some gold to the farmers so that they can grow crops? Well, that's what we're finding out today. We're talking with Joanne Neft and Christina Abuelo from Placer County, California. We're talking about how they bring farmers and consumers together to create this wonderful new industry of local agriculture. And they are doing that. Farmers up there in the foothills of the Sierras are bringing in up to $4,000 a day, selling their produce to the city people who, though they live in the country, they're still city people of Placer County. And we were talking a little bit about the importance of markets being run by marketing people instead of farmers. And I asked Joanne for a one-word synonym for what marketing is. And Joanne, you said what?
I said education.
Okay.
But I guess passion also.
A passion too, but that's two words.
Mm-hmm.
I have one word that I offer to people that I do seminars with, and so when I offer it to them, sometimes people actually get up and walk out the door. But my word, one word for marketing, is fighting. As I believe what we're doing when we market is we're fighting for position in the mind of the marketplace, and we're in competition for that position with others who would rather have us do something else than what we're doing. And Joanne and Christina, you are in competition also with great big box stores who would much rather have people coming in and buying food from them than from farmers. So the question is, how do you go about fighting for position for those farmers so that those city people who live in and around the foothills of the Sierras shop at the farmers market instead of the big box stores? Joanne, let's start with you, then go to Christina.
You know, that's so interesting. And sometime, Michael, I'd like to have a separate a conversation with you about that word.
Good. You got a deal.
Because that wouldn't be a word I would use.
Well, most people wouldn't.
Because it's not a female word.
That's right.
And
oftentimes, Joanne, people get up and walk out the door. May I offer you a different word then?
Okay.
How about contending?
That would make me. Let's have a conversation about this
right,
another time.
Right,
I don't
want to
waste my our time.
All right.
I'm fighting about a single word.
Marketing. We're marketing a single word. Let's let it go and move on. How do you go about contending for position?
You see, I never ever even think of myself as competing. I always just think of myself as my product is absolutely the best. Who would not want to buy my product?
Well,
I don't consider the competition at all, because I'll tell you what I did for Placer County Agriculture.
Okay.
I blended the best food that people could buy, the best food people can eat, and I blended it when I presented it with art. Over the period of 16 years, we have always told our story through art. And we've done it with amazing art. We have artists in Placer County that know how to tell the produce story through art. And whether it's in ceramics, whether it's in paintings, whether it's in any of the mediums,
mm-hmm.
They do such a great job. And we've blended that. I started something 8 years ago called the Agro Art Competition, which is a competition that's happening at our food, at our farm and barn tour on October 8th.
Farm and barn tour?
Yes, we have a farm and barn tour on October 8th. And part of it, the place where people start and end is at the old Blue Goose Fruit Shed in mm-hmm. Loomis. And at that place, people are making sculptures. And some of them are 6 and 8 feet high out of fruits and vegetables.
Wow.
And it's, in fact, I've trademarked the name AgroArt, but people are using it all over the country, and mm-hmm. that's fine as long as it's being used in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I marketed through art. People know our piece. People are collecting our posters. People collect our artwork.
So in doing all this, what you're really doing is placing Placer County local agriculture at a very high place. I think of it almost as king of the hill in the consciousness of the marketplace. I mean, you know, when you're a citizen of Placer County and you think about food, you know, local farmers markets,
ag events
and so all of these things are really having a way of changing the perception of how people see local food, aren't they not?
Exactly, and people are really proud of Placer Grown. Placer Grown now, 15 years ago, there wasn't a Placer Grown. We started Placer Grown about 12 years ago.
And Placer Grown, of course, is an appellation.
It's right.
It's a name of location, much like if you have Napa Valley wine, the wine comes from Napa Valley. And Placer Grown is now an appellation placed on foods grown in Placer County, right?
On all agriculture product in Placer County, whether it's rice, whether it's timber, yes,
wow.
In Placer County. We have Placer Grown, and everybody knows what Placer Grown is. Many years ago, I said every child who's raised, who is born in Placer County is Placer Grown. So we had little shirts made with Placer Grown on them.
Huh.
We gave them away.
And how does this translate then to the growth and development of your farmers market, Christina Abuelo? You started with a few farmers markets, and you're expanding like crazy.
Yeah, the year before I started, we had 6, and now we're up to 16 markets all over the county, as I said. And we're in cities, we're in really small towns that are kind of far-flung. You know, we're in suburbs, we're mm-hmm. everywhere.
Well, for the benefit of those who do not know Placer County very well, it's a large county, correct, with no big cities, a lot of little communities throughout the area, right?
Yeah, I think, Joanne, correct me if I'm wrong, that Roseville is the largest city with about 100,000 people.
Oh, yes, yes, 150 now.
Okay, and then you go all the way up to the top of the Sierra Mountains to Lake Tahoe, and you're spread through many different communities. So in some respects, it's like a real big city with a lot of little neighborhoods, right?
Exactly.
And now you're spreading throughout all of these little neighborhoods. What does the farmers market bring to those neighborhoods, little communities?
Especially in the outlying areas where there might be one small grocery store that doesn't really have a lot of fresh produce.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing people magic for their mouths.
For your mouths. Now, come on, girls. You guys really are marketing people, aren't you?
Well,
Joanne is, she's just a natural.
Uh-huh.
And she's been a tremendous mentor for me. I had to discover it within myself.
Well, when we get back, I'd like to ask you how you discovered that marketing person within yourself, because perhaps that's something we all need to discover in ourselves. Folks, this is The Food Chain. Michael Olson with you today. We're talking about the gold in farmers markets and local agriculture, and about the people who found that gold and how they found it and what lessons they can bring to you and I. We've got Joanna Neft, and we have Christina Abuelo from Placer Grown, which is an appellation for Placer County, California, the gold country of California. So what is more important, food, the farmers, or the people who demand the food from the farmers? 800-624-2665, 831-479-1080. Right back. Water users, you can reduce your need for water by 30% and more, grow healthier plants, and get rid of calcium carbonate deposits. No, not by magic. By installing an Aquamax catalytic converter in your water line that will induce epitaxial nucleation. Listen.
My name is Dave. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, my pool maintenance is virtually none. There's no scale buildup on the tile whatsoever. I just take a damp cloth every so often and wipe the tile down, and that's as much work as I have to do. I don't have to aerate my lawn at all now. I just fertilize once in the spring and once in the fall, and that pretty much maintains my lawn.
You can reduce your need for water by 30% and more, grow healthier plants, and eliminate calcium carbonate deposits just by installing an Aquamax on your water line. No chemicals, no filters. Explore the possibility. Go to metrofarm.com, click on the Aquamax Water Saver banner, and save. That's metrofarm.com. So where do we find the marketing person that it takes to build a marketplace for local agriculture, for any industry that matter? But local agriculture is an industry that was disappearing. Farmers were disappearing. Farms were disappearing. And then a couple gals up in Placer County said, well, wait a minute, there's gold in these hills.